August 1st, a new state law went into effect that will penalize anyone smoking on Arkansas public college and university campuses. The Clean Air on Campus Act of 2009, approved by state legislators, allows law enforcement officials to fine students, faculty, staff, even visitors for smoking on any public Arkansas campus, including the University of Arkansas Fayetteville. Lieutenant Gary Cranes, Public Information Officer for the UA Police Department.
The penalty is a fine of $100 up to $500 for smoking on campus. So we anticipate that people won't want to pay $100 for smoking a cigarette, and therefore we expect to get a lot of compliance with that law.
The new law will have a soft start this month, however.
Yes, the police officer in any violation of law has discretion when it's not a felony, of course. In violations of misdemeanors or ordinances or lesser crimes, the police officer has discretion to issue warnings as opposed to actually writing a ticket that's going to cost a person $100 in this case, at least. So probably, although we've had 2 years of warnings and discussing this, no smoking on campus, probably for about a month, people will be receiving written warnings if they are caught violating the law. Now, if a person receives a warning and 2 days later or a week later they're caught again, that probably is not going to be a warning. They're going to have to go ahead and suffer the consequences.
Smoking was initially banned inside all campus buildings nearly a decade ago. The University of Arkansas Fayetteville campus was one of the first major institutions of higher education in the country to prohibit tobacco products campus-wide. That went into effect July 1st, 2008. Officials said the policy was designed to encourage compliance and change the culture of smoking on campus, but it lacked teeth. Being allowed to enforce it ought to make it much more effective, Lieutenant Crane said. And although UAPD is not targeting any special area, spots on campus that do attract smokers will likely be patrolled.
There's probably, if that is happening at any location, somebody will let us know about it. Somebody will call it in, and at that point we will respond and deal with the issue.
An estimated 20-30% of college students nationwide smoke, although that figure reportedly hovers around 18% on the U of A Fayetteville campus. University classes begin August 23rd, with many students starting to move into dorms and apartments later next week, with no forewarning of the new law. But Lieutenant Crane says they will be quickly informed.
Well, there are a lot of policies they have to find out about pretty quick, and that's one of them. And that has been very publicized quite a bit through the media. It's been distributed here on campus. There have been signs. Students living in residence halls will receive that information from their peers and from their RAs and other people. There'll be posters put up. The Arkansas Traveler newspaper will be talking about it. The UATV will have stories about it. So it'll be well publicized through a variety of means, including KUAF.
The new law will likely force smokers to exit campus to feed their craving, including a couple of members of the UAPD.
Well, we had several smokers. I understand that some have quit, and there are some that have not yet, but they will be in compliance with this law.
As of last month, 420 U.S. college and university campuses have gone 100% smoke-free. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.